I can't speak.
Okay,
it's on. Okay. Well, I'd like to start with two thoughts before I continue. There comes a moment in time for any believer, for a true believer of the Lord. There has to come a moment in time when he or she, it's not just the sisters, but the brothers, would have to face this matter. What matter? The matter of God's authority. In this universe, and more subjectively, God's throne or authority in his life or in her life. Somewhere, a true believer will have to be confronted with this and come face to face with this. The earlier the better. The sooner the better, and the quicker you acknowledge this and you are brought under this, the better. You will save yourself, listen to me, from a lot of suffering and pain. I do not say this to threaten anybody. But I speak this according to the Word. I speak this according to my own experience. That word in Samuel, I believe, that says God desires obedience more than sacrifice. You remember that? That word that Samuel said to Saul. Saul was supposed to slay all of, who's that king? And the cattle and the herd, everything has to be completely destroyed. But he didn't do that. He destroyed some, but he kept some. And so Samuel would say, what are those noises and sound from the animals? Then he said, well, those are just animals. I kept them. That means he failed to obey God's word 100%. And he paid for it. And that payment was severe. That's the loss of his kingship. He was actually anointed to be king. He had the kingship by that time. But because of one act of disobedience, of presumptuousness, he lost his kingship. This is more serious than the sin that David committed, which was a moral sin. Of course, I'm not condoning it, I'm not justifying it, but I'm saying in comparison, from God's point of view, usually we are much more conscious of moral sins, all right, where our conscience is quite activated and sensitive to sins of failures of moral nature. And they're serious. But that problem, even in the epistle of 1 Corinthians, was in the first section. Those five or six problems, including that sin of a moral, terrible moral nature. But in the second section, this matter of head covering, or this matter of headship, was the first matter mentioned in this section covering what? Covering the God's government. And so later on it covers the Lord's table and so on and so forth. So, sisters, I do not say this at all in a threatening way, but really in an educational and instructive way, because I fear that today many of our own, our brothers and sisters, have never been helped or educated in a proper way. Then you say, how come my life is so filled with problems? Why this doesn't work, that? In put it in other words, why am I not so much under God's blessing? That's another way to put it. There are principles to be under God's blessing. And here is a big one. And that is how much you're under the throne of blessing, the source of all spiritual blessing. You live in a defiant way. You live in a rebellious way. You live presumptuously. And so, actually, I spoke one time here over a decade ago to the young people. I was invited to the young people's meeting. I gave a word to the young man. You know, I pick up the best verses in the Bible concerning young man or young people. I have, and recently, 2 years ago, I gave a similar but expanded message in there in Arcadia to a joint young people's fellowship of Southern California churches. And my first point is always, I think from Ecclesiastes or one of those books, and that is for a young, the word, the first admonition to a young man is to fear God. It's not to even to love God or enjoy God. The first thing is to learn to fear. Today, I'm very, very fearful, afraid for many saints because they live as if there's no God. There's no sense of godly fear within them. In other words, you may say they have no sensitivity to this matter of authority and order. They talk about life and they have, you know, the grace, those things, they have some awareness and consciousness. But fear, you know, today these surf things, surf, you know, this whole surf industry, this big thing splashed on a t-shirt called Fearless. You know, this skateboarding or whatever, this extreme stuff. Fearless. I'm always fearful. I need to make a shirt that says fearful and sell it to our young people, maybe. That's the anti-testimony. Do you see what I'm saying? They are playing with fire they don't know. They are walking on the edges they don't know. There is a God, and this God is not mocked. So I would like to, as I'm touching this matter, actually I'm touching this with fear and trembling. Now, some people say to fear God, that's religious. No, that's not religious. It's not religious. So, sisters, learn to fear the Lord. Even as you talk, consider these things. Even when you face these things. Don't just, you know, bring your whatever. Fear the Lord. Not me. You don't need to fear me. Fear the Lord. Amen. That's the first thing. The second thought I must promote and bring up to the saints is the beauty of submission. There's probably no other virtue that is as beautiful, as glorious, as lovely as the virtue of submission. But this is so different than what the world teaches us. They place this thing called submission under servility, you know, subservience, slavery, you know what I mean? Tyranny. They cast this whole matter under that light. And so you're supposed to what? Fight it. You're supposed to, you know, anyone who's submissive is a weakling. You're not just weak. You're just, you know, strong men or strong person, they don't submit. They're defiant, you know, they fight their way through. They're tough, you know? That's the teaching. That's the prevalent philosophy. So we even try to help our kids to be like that. Now, there is the side of helping our children to be responsible, am I right? To not just be a wallflower, you know, to have backbone. But you know I'm not talking about that this morning, all right? I'm talking about something else in this divine realm, in this Christian realm. I'll tell you, the top virtue is submission. You can have all the other virtues and you miss this one, you almost miss everything. Even faithfulness cannot compare with this. Submission. And this is because this is God. This is the principle of God. In this universe, there's just such a thing called authority and submission. It exists. This reality exists. And if you want to just kind of deny that or just kind of brush it aside, you're denying truth. You're denying fact. You're actually denying God. So no, I'm not here speaking to sisters to put you all under something, you know. You know, I don't know what. No. I find, you know, I mentioned to you many times, I study many things. I probably read more things about sisters than sisters because I study them. And I'm drawn to them. And I testify numerous times that when I really get into these things, I said, Lord, why didn't you make me a sister? Now, I'm not here talking about any sex change, okay? I'm here talking about there is an aspiration within me. When you touch the reality, when you see the picture, you would just say, Lord, you made sisters for a reason, a noble, beautiful reason. And even this matter of head covering and all of this, even the sisters actually in their person, in their role, is the proper one, is a sign of submission. And the sisters have that privilege. Now, the brothers also, in relation to Christ, for sure. But the sisters, not in direct relation to Christ, although it is, but to man, which is harder. You know, Christ is Christ, I mean, of course. But man, well, you know, it's about the same. That's harder. But that's the sign. That's how woman was made, and You will see the next lesson we'll talk about, you know, according to nature, that's Paul's word. That means the natural principle in God's creation. To fight that, to say no to that, you're going against nature and you're going against God. And you will only bring suffering. You only bring pain to yourself if you insist to live that way. I feel very, very fearful as I look in the newspaper, you know what I mean, and see what's going on today. Now, I'm not here to be pro or anti any movements. I'm not here to justify these terrible things that men would do to women. I'm not that way. I think you can believe me, I'm not that way. But I'm not in that realm. I'm not in that societal realm, you know. I am talking about something in this more important realm, and that is the realm of God and man. So I'd like you, the sisters, to pursue this virtue. To pursue this virtue. Not in a way of performance, you know, just you act submissive, that doesn't work. I'm saying touch the reality and the spirit of this matter. In fact, touch Christ, who is the genuine reality of submission itself. Touch him. Enjoy him. That is to enjoy the head, really. And you will see. And there will be a change. Not by regulation, not by rules, but by life. If I come among the church or the saints or sisters, let's say, it's not just the outward kind of thing. Your spirit can sense. There is a sense or sensation of whether that reality or that maturity is there or not. So I just want to offer those two things: to fear the Lord and the beauty of submission. It's not about slavery, sisters, or who's the boss. Okay, I'm going to continue. All right. I start with three again. Regardless of what the woman said to the serpent, as long as she stood there and spoke to him, she was wrong. Just by even responding. I mean, forget about the discussion. Just the fact that she responded, she was wrong. Right there, she didn't check with Adam. She didn't even bother to check. How about that? She just, oh, okay, you know, just get into a dialogue. And how many problems happen because of this, even humanly speaking? It's very, very heavy duty for Brother Lee to say that this indicates that she assumed the headship. I mean, I think, whoa, really, that serious? I mean, this is just, she just kind of talked. She was curious. How about that? But curiosity killed the cat. And in this case, this result in millions and billions being killed of mankind or destroyed by Satan. See, just one failure by this one woman brought in so much destruction, damage and destruction. He's saying, it is not safe. That's not the way to go. Okay, so the four says the safest way for her would have been not to talk to the evil one, but to turn to her husband and hide behind him. How about that? Don't stick your head out. You're not the head. You're not the head. Someone else is the head. Isn't that safety? Isn't that a protection? Isn't that a salvation? We should look at things that way. Brothers too. Eve should not have spoken to the evil one, for while she was talking to him, his wicked thought entered into her mind. She was weaker. So it didn't take much to penetrate. And of course, the evil one is seductive and charming. Am I right? And just before long got her fully engaged and her mind open to this one, and something got in a way, a poisonous injection. Little did she knew what was injected is the germ of rebellion, the germ of all germs. Thus, even before Eve partook of the tree of knowledge, her mind had been polluted by the enemy's concept already. We think when they make that first bite, that's when they were corrupted. Yes, in a way, at least their body, you know, the body became sinful. Sin entered into the world through the body, by their eating, and which became lust and evil and so forth. But even before that, or what led to that, was a dialogue, was a failure in not keeping one's position of being presumptuous. That's always the beginning of all transgressions, brothers and sisters. It could be any sin, but if you trace it all the way to the source, it's always somewhere, somehow, there is a what? There is an overstepping. There is a rebellious thought. There is a disobedience. And it leads to all manners of evil things. You cannot even imagine it. But it starts sometimes even with just one thought. Just one thought. Or just some entertainment of the enemy's approaching you. You know, some thought put into your head by the enemy. You entertain it. That means you're doing a dialogue now. You're conversing with Satan now because you entertain that thought. And then everything fell apart. Isn't this, to some degree, our experience? I can surely testify that. So by the way, sisters, and to all the saints, don't think even just one failure is okay. I mean, that one failure may have the possibility to become the failure in our lives. And this is why we need to be careful or be fearful. Even in the smallest thing, we need to turn to the Lord. Right? In the smallest thing, we should keep our position under the headship. And for you sisters, under the man. Okay. The first pollution is not even the body, it's the mind. And with the emotions, because later on it says he saw, you know, after the devil talked, then or the serpent talked, then he saw that tree and it was pleasant. That's now the emotion got involved. First the thought, then the feeling and emotion, And the third thing, the will, she ate it. The soul was first polluted even before the body was corrupted. And you may not see this, but the fact is that whole process is a process of rebellion. To put a very heavy sentence on this, sin is rebellion. It's not in a way you can say it's not just even eating that tree. If there was not that rebelliousness, she wouldn't have eaten that tree or gave it to the husband. Okay, 6. Satan will always try to tempt you, induce you, and trap you by making a proposal which raises questions about God's word. This is a wonderful, wonderful way to look at it. Any time there's some thought within you to have a question about God, a question about God's word, you better run away. Don't even entertain it. Don't even, we call it nip it in the bud. Don't even have a conversation within yourself. You just flee. You just run away. Hide behind your husband. Hide behind the brothers. Hide behind the Lord, our head. All these doubts and questions, they don't originate from you. They come from the serpent himself. Yeah. Up to this day, we are all, each one of us, a little garden of Eden. And within us are still those two trees, experientially speaking. Actually, in fact, that's the case. We still have the flesh within us. We still have the spirit within us. And so it comes to 7. We should not question any of the words in the Bible, but should say amen to every word. Not just outwardly saying amen, but inwardly from the heart. From the heart, sisters, you say amen to the word of God. Now here, talk about the spirit. See, Adam and Eve failed because they did not use their spirit. They were made with a spirit. It's called the breath of Jehovah. But they didn't use it. Or she didn't use it. She used her mind. Or rather, her soul. By the way, sisters, we really, according to the Lord's word, we all need to deny our soul. I would just repeat what the Lord said. Because if you're in the soul, you entertain your soul, you build up your soul as your organ, as your primary organ, and you live there, and that's the realm where you're vulnerable to Satan's approach and suggestions. And yes, I use the word seduction. There's a spirit within us. Dear saints, this is why we need to turn to the Spirit and live in and by the Spirit. That's not just some local church slogan, huh? Not just some song we sing. Every minute of the day, every decision we face, it's a time to turn again. To turn to the Spirit actually is an act of submission. Did you hear that? Practical act of submission, of keeping your position, is to turn to the Spirit. That means you turn to the Lord first. There would have been no problem. 2, our husband is with our spirit. That's the Lord. However, if we remain in our mind, it means that we are assuming the headship, setting our mind to behave independently. I mean, a soulless Christian is an out-of-place Christian. A soulless believer is actually a rebellious believer. Because when you live in your soul, you live independently of Christ, of the Lord. It doesn't, when you do it, it doesn't sound so serious. You know, I'm just in my mind a little bit. I just get in my emotions a little bit. Well, just remember Eve's story. She probably was saying, hey, this is no big deal, you know, just talking to the snake here. It's serious. Okay, I now come to number four. This is a wonderful, wonderful section, even for the sisters. Especially for the sisters. The fall occurred through the woman. It's clear. And the deliverance was promised also through the woman. See, this is the Lord's wisdom. The very vehicle and instrument through whom corruption and transgression and rebellion came into mankind is the very instrument and vehicle that the Lord would use to expel this rebellion, to destroy the serpent. This shows us the importance of the sister's position in the Bible. Now, we're going to have a lot more lessons about cases and this and that, all about the importance of the Bible. By the way, I said earlier, I said, never think that Paul is a woman hater, right? So, because he's not married, so he say all these things. No, look, I think Paul esteemed the female more than a lot of people. I mean, in Romans 16, the book of a chapter of greetings, the first one was a deaconess, Phoebe, who was a patroness of the church in Sancrea. How about that? I mean, of all people that he greeted, that was the first one he greeted. So no, Paul is not that way. Paul is absolutely in the Spirit with the truth and not biased, huh? Okay. But all the talk about the sister's role and importance and position and all of this starts here. This is the first lesson wrapped up in a prophecy by the Lord himself. And this is the great, great prophecy in God's economy. A, after man was created, what happened to man was very much related to the woman. That's why we have these lessons for sisters. Woman is just so important in God's plan, in God's economy. By this we can see that whether or not God can have his way today in his purpose depends very much upon what the sisters will do. Even in this little, in this case of failure, and then in this prophecy by Jehovah, we can just conclude so much of what God wants to accomplish in his purpose today depends on how the sisters are, how the women are, and what they would do. And that is beyond a shadow of a doubt. Our brother said 70% of the building up of a local church depends on the sisters, 30% on the brothers. I absolutely believe that, and I've seen that. The Lord knows I esteem the sisters to the uttermost. And that's why there's a burden that the sisters need certain perfecting and training and education so that they can fulfill their role adequately to build up the body of Christ. You know what I would say, sisters? Take the matter of being a sister seriously. I didn't say Christian. I said sisters. I know you're a sister. So. But I'm saying, take this matter of being a sister seriously. That means learn. That means improve. That means cultivate. You're not today that fulfilling that role yet so much. It's okay. So you need to grow in life. You need to learn certain things. And you become such a sister. You're not born this way. You become this by much learning and experience, okay? See, after the fall of man, God came in, not to do something through man, but to do something through the woman. It's like God is just doing this for the devil's sake. Devil, you came in, okay, and messed things up by the woman. I'm going to use the same woman to mess you up, right? Not just mess you up, to destroy you. It's God's wisdom. So one, the subtle serpent, the enemy of God, came in through the woman. Two, therefore God chose to defeat the enemy also through woman, through the same channel by which he came. In Genesis 3, the serpent came in through the woman. And in the same chapter, God promised that this woman would bring forth a seed who would bruise the head of the serpent. I mean, don't you praise the Lord? I mean, I just worship God for his infinite wisdom. The seed not of a man, but the seed of a woman. This is the first seed in the Bible. There are many seeds. The seed of Abraham, the seed of David. Now, all eventually pointing to Christ, I know. But the first mentioning is the most important. It is the seed of the woman. The woman. And that established a principle in the Bible hereafter, and that is the role and importance and the criticality of the female in God's plan of salvation, in God's work, in his economy, until today, even right now, in the church. D, eventually we see that the woman is not so bad. This is Brother Lee's word. She is glorious. Though Satan came in through the woman, the seed, capital S, that means Christ, who would bruise the serpent's head, also came in through the woman. This, of course, refers to the first Mary in the New Testament. And that is the biological mother of the Lord, the one who gave birth to Jesus. So Christ on the cross would destroy the devil and bruise his head, and this one came from a virgin. No man involved, just a virgin, purely from a woman did this seed come. Jesus was not the seed of a man, he was the seed of a woman. All the sisters should be proud of this. Well, I didn't say that. This is somebody else said this. Since the day Jesus came in through woman, There is the wonderful story of woman in the New Testament. There are six Marys recorded in the New Testament. This is probably the first recorded and printed message of Brother Lee to sisters in this country of USA that I can remember. The six Marys, it's called the six Marys. The first Mary was the woman through whom Jesus was born. With Mary, there is the seed of woman, and Jesus' name is her seed. E, we should realize that the proper position of human beings is that of a woman. Now we're broadening this matter of woman to include the man. The entire humankind, according to God's creation, has the position of a woman. Whether we are male or female, we all have the position of a woman before God. So there are no brothers in this room, huh? These are all women. Even I'm a woman. To God, as far as our position relative to the Lord, we all are woman. If we claim that we are men before Him, we will immediately be devoured by Satan. That is absolutely right. You know, right, brothers? Whenever we stick our head out, and now I'm the man, now, well, no. Our real man is Christ. Amen. We hide by His side, from which comes blood and water, right? Wow. That's where we hide. What a place to hide. And we would always flee to Him, cleave to Him, and let Him be the boss. Let Him face the problem. Let Him make the decisions. Let Him rule our lives. Let Him be the decision maker in our lives. That's the way to be a woman. And if we don't do this, we will be defeated by Satan. You know, all the ones who are defeated by the enemy are those who somewhere stuck their head out and they be their own boss. They make that decision independent of the Lord and they got just eaten up. They get eaten alive. They get devoured by Satan. And Satan, it says, is the roaring lion, you know, all across the earth seeking people to devour. He's still doing that today. Except today's not in serpentine form, but in lion form. And don't think you're not vulnerable. I mean, he can eat us up. But there is a safe place. There is a safe spot. And that spot is to be under His headship. Amen. To be at His side. To hide our hiding place, the Lord. Two, undoubtedly the woman mentioned in Genesis 3:15 is Eve. And Eve signifies all the people of God. The people who take the position of a woman, trusting in God, as long as we trust in God, we are His people, His wife. So I end here, sisters. I'm very happy this morning, by the way, not to just speed along and get to the next lesson. I think we did the right thing to do it slow and stay here. I'd like to finish with the song that I suggested we sang, Trust and Obey. It's almost, that song, I wouldn't say it's childish, but it's childish in a good sense. That means it is childlike, perhaps. It is innocent. And dear sisters, dear saints, we are told to be little children, to enter into His kingdom. In many things, we should be childlike. And when it comes to trust and obedience, it's all about a child. Right? A good child is a child that is trusting. That means totally dependent on their parents. And obedient. They listen. They don't talk back. They don't argue. They don't, you know, do these things. They just, you know, yes, mom, you know, they obey. So we know that these are two great things, and these two things are put together in one song. I learned this song when I was like that. I sang it in Chinese. Chinese is very, very poetic. But it's originally an English song translated into the Chinese. So these two things, trust, that means depend, and obey, that means submit. They are a pair. You cannot pull them apart. You cannot have trust without obedience. And there's no real obedience without complete trust and dependence on the Lord. I said already the biggest sin in the universe is rebellion, and the result of which is independence. And when man rebelled against God and declared independence from him, and that plunged the entire human race into sin. And the whole universe into confusion, into chaos. Today, God is building his church to be an anti-testimony of that exactly. So the church must be the place, the first place where trust and obedience is recovered among men. The church should be a place of a testimony of human beings coming back to God to depend on him and to submit to him. That's the church. That's what we're practicing here in Irvine. Okay? I think that's good enough. So I'd like to know, firstly, we have a few minutes and we can end early, it's okay. You have some questions related to this or related to something else? You should feel free. Did you get something this morning? Did you get? I mean, I, not just the story, not just, you know. I mean, a bigger vision, at least, an enlarged vision. And did you touch the spirit of the matter, right? Not just the outward, but the spirit of the matter. Well, I personally think that in these things, just one lesson or just some inspiration is not adequate. I really adjure you to go back and find time to be with the Lord alone, to go over these things again with the help of the Word and the outline and the speaking and even some ministry reading, because we need to all get through with this matter. We all need, so that we can walk on a straight path as a Christian in the church life, right? And not in a crooked way. And this way, I will guarantee you, will invite the blessings of God. The other ways, I cannot tell you. But this way, I can guarantee you, is the way of blessing. For you, yourself, for your family, for the church. Okay? All right. I don't know what to do. Maybe some sharing. We can finish early. No problem. But maybe some. You have some sharings or some. It's hard to share. Oh, okay, okay.
Submit to the throne. Actually, the word submission, it's actually equals deliverance. Once we learn how to submit, it delivers us from ourselves, from troubles, and this is a beautiful word. I'm very encouraged, and we all fail, and I just want to encourage Russell, myself, and everybody else that our failures are leading us to God's promise to defeat the enemy. So God is looking for a submissive person on this earth to subdue his enemy, and I'm very grateful for this message. Amen.
Today, I really appreciate the message about submission to Christ. Oh, to be my beautiful submission.
Amen. 所以我看到了，我只要下定我的意志，我的心要向着神的宝座。
So I need to make a decision to have my heart turned towards the throne of God.
希望我能看时时在每一件事上看到神的宝座，我就能够把我的心转向灵。I
need to give my every matter to the Lord and to turn my spirit to God, to God's spirit.
这样我就蒙保守了，我就脱离世诱。Amen.
In this way, I'll be preserved and be
delivered from temptation.
And to be delivered from temptation.
感谢赞美主，今天的信息实在是开启了我的眼睛。我这一生，基督的美丽要成为的美丽，这最美的美丽就是基督的顺服。Praise
the Lord! I appreciate today's message and that to have Christ as my beauty. The submission of Christ becomes my beauty.
Amen.
Amen.
I see many ordination. I see many principles in life. You follow and you get blessing. Very simple thing is you eat well, you'll be healthy. You abuse your eating, you get not healthy. So simple things like that, I appreciate experiencing life, I agree, but today my eyes is open even more. The submission of the headship, the ordinate, it's not for us to argue about. All the position we have, all we have is left to say amen. Once you are amen, it's just like follow the healthy eating. You'll be healthy, spiritually healthy, and you'll be under God's blessing. And another thing is talking about the safest way, and there are some failure examples. I am still very prone to the high-pressure cells. A lot of times there was this very, very, clear experience to me. I was sold to buy the spa certificate, okay? And because under the high sales pressure, because I did not just turn myself away. I listened. I hang around, and then I turn out to, you know, just spend money there. And I appreciate I have a husband who's very firm. Whenever, you know, he says that, he just doesn't talk even one more sentence with you, and he just turns his head around. And sometimes I feel so embarrassed. But now I think about it, it's the right thing to do. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. Just say no. That's as simple as that. The end of story. No more speaking, no more negotiation, no more talking from the dark side. And then you'll be preserved. Just say amen to the Lord. You know, that's our position. In the universe, there's only black and white. There's no gray. If you allow yourself to stand on a position to let this evil salesperson to tell you things, then for sure you will lose. If you don't lose this time, you will lose next time. Lord Jesus, may us to be so sober in our mind. You know, knowing this, I appreciate that the brother just not telling us to do this or that. But he wanted us to have a fundamental knowledge, to know this, to see this as a vision, so our life can be governed and our human life and our church life can be blessed.
Praise the Lord for God's ordination. So 1 Corinthians 11:3, but I want you to know that Christ is the head of every man, and the man is the head of the woman, and God is the head of Christ. And I'm just really touched that the only way that we can submit to our husband is by enjoying the head, Christ. Amen. By enjoying him. And really, it is a blessing. You know, just even in the small things, a sister told me, Benny, she said that she was driving, and when she was driving, her husband said, move over to the faster lane. And she thought to herself, why? Because this lane is fine. But she moved over, she just said amen, and just a small thing, and she listened to her husband, she moved over. And sure enough, down the lane, there was an accident on the other side she was driving. So, you know, just I really see that with my husband. Just small things. And if I listen, there really is a blessing. Yes. And if I don't, I realize, Jim, you are right. So you know what I tell him? I say, Jim, don't stop speaking. You know? But, you know, I realize in myself, if he says something, I want to just do the other way. I just need to enjoy Christ. Amen. And then spontaneously, there'll just be the blessing.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I really appreciate this word this morning. I just feel like it's such a needed word, especially in this day and age. And the world is so strong to teach us otherwise, and even very subtle ways, too, I think more importantly, because probably if it's more overt, we actually are able to reject it. But I just feel in so many subtle ways the world can poison our mind and cause us to feel and think differently. But I just really appreciate this healthy word, and may this word really become such a vision to us. Amen. To see that in God's word there is an ordination, and that and that submission is such a beautiful virtue, and in ourselves, there's no way, but may we be those who really enjoy the Lord and take Christ as our head daily. Amen. I just appreciate this matter. Receive it, take it, apply it, practice it. Lord, thank you for being my head. Amen. May we be those who hold you as the head every day. Amen.
I was very touched with the matter that even Christ was under the head. There is an ordination. I mean, it was so clear to me this morning when Brother Minora was speaking. There is an ordination. And just to be under that, what a blessing to be. That Christ has become our head. But he's also under the Father's head. And he was such a path to us and is for us to follow him. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel so comforted and encouraged this morning throughout the message here. As you, Brother Chen, concluded, that 70% of the building up of the church, depend on her sisters. So I encourage all the sisters here, because I am very old, so I can testify. The more suffering we experience, that means that we are more able to be a masterpiece and to take care of the church problems. But after I moved back to California, I met so many broken families, single mother, all the sufferings. So then they feel so comforted by my fellowship, because of what I share is not only the knowledge, but my experience. So I feel so encouraged this morning. And also I want to give all our sisters a verse in the Bible, book of Romans, chapter 15, verse 13. Okay, say, now the God of hope fill you in believing, fill you with all joy and peace in believing. So the key is you have to believe, you know. Then all the joy and the peace will be filled. And that we may abound in hope. Yeah, hopeful, okay? Abound in hope in the power of the Holy Spirit. Yeah, praise the Lord. God bless all of you.
I was thinking in terms of not in position many times when I think of submission. Because, you know, if we have a proper position in God, God first and then Christ and then man and woman, then I don't think we have so much problem. Because many times we talk to our children, we think in our position, right? We are mothers and fathers. So we, when we speak, we automatically think that they should accept it and follow. But many times we don't think in that way about our husband or brothers or in church life. So if we see our position where God set forth, then I don't think we have so much trouble accepting God's ordinances. So I think our concept, the brother mentioned at the beginning, we have to have a proper concept, and then we live by it. So our whole concept have to be changed. In order to see that, it's not just only God's word that that we have to follow, but we have to really see our position where we are is so important. Then I think accepting all these ordinances is so much easier, because many times, especially being Asian, we have this position thing is very important to us, right? Being a mother or being like daughter-in-law or daughter, all different positions. According to that, we have an expectation and how we behave or how we submit or obey. So seeing that was very important to me this morning, seeing where we are. And also the fact that God loves more of our obedience than sacrifice. We can sacrifice a lot doing work for the church and even, you know, just doing all kind of things, but that doesn't please God. What pleases God is obedience. So this is God's word. So we need to bring ourselves to the place where God will be pleased. If His Lord is not pleased, then how can we enjoy Him, right? Every time we meet, we fight with God, you know, we have our own way, then Lord cannot enjoy us, and neither we can enjoy Lord. So in order to enjoy the Lord, we have to accept His ordinances. So praise God for these words, and praise God that we should have these kind of meeting more often. Even today, that brother wanted to cover another lesson. We didn't get to do it there. But I just kind of, just speaking for myself, that I wish we have more of these kind of meeting, you know, more often. Not every 3 months or something, but even every month. Praise God for this wonderful message.
Amen. This is actually a little bit self-exposed. So the Corinthians 11:3 says that Christ is the head of every man, and the man is the head of the woman. So the things that I want to share is that when I see this, there's actually a little bit thinking that, okay, that's fair. You also have a head. Now I realize that's actually pretty ugly kind of thinking. So we should just enjoy Christ and then really, really just knowing that Christ is our head. Not in the practical living, thinking that, oh yeah, yes, you have a head too, you know, that's fair. So I would exercise. So that's just a little bit self-exposed.
I really enjoy that being under the throne is an enjoyment. And brothers shared that there is life issue out of the throne, and there is the water flowing out of the throne. So if we put ourselves above the throne, there will be dry and cold. So, and I'm really glad to, I really want to be perfected, to be a useful vessel for the Lord. But today I see that the first thing I need to be perfect is to be a sister. And I'm not born this way. So I need a lot of training, a lot of perfection on the matter of submission.
Amen. Being a sister, I really was inspired by this message. The first thing to learn is to fear God. There is a God, and God is not to be mocked, so do not be fearless. The second thing is obedience of submission. That is to obey the Lord. Faithfulness cannot even compare to this. So pursue this virtue and touch Christ and just enjoy him. I really enjoyed how each one of us is a little Garden of Eden and how we cannot trust the Lord without obedience. And I really enjoyed how he said curiosity killed the cat. The evil one was seductive and charming. Sometimes it starts with just one thought. So do not engage entertain with Satan's thoughts. Even the smallest thing, we need to turn to the Lord. So flee from conversing with Satan. And I really enjoyed how 70% of the depends on sisters and 30% depends on brothers. Of the building up of the body of Christ. And I also really enjoyed Genesis 3:1-6. After the fall of man, God came in not to do something through man, but to do something through the woman. And I really enjoy this because he used the same woman to defeat the enemy. So we need to do the same. Sisters, we need to take the matter of being a sister seriously. And we need to learn, improve, and cultivate. Also, we need to come back to him, depend on him, and submit to him.
I think the main thing that needs to be gained by us is to turn away from our natural fallen concept of the word of submission. It's not something that is something to be fought against, like in the natural worldly realm, but it is something that is fully just under the headship of God. There's just a natural ordination, and it's not something to be debated about. It's not something, oh dear. It's not something that we need to have any feeling about even. It's just what it is. It's God's way. And it's not something that we, even to think that we need, okay, I've got to be submissive. That's not the point. The point is going to the Lord. The point is just opening to Him. The point is just saying, Lord, bring me under your headship in the way that you have ordained in this universe. And in doing so, we come in line with what God really is wanting to gain. And as a result, the church as a whole, first of all, through us as sisters, corporately as sisters, if there's just something we just come to the Lord about in this way, but then as the church as a whole, if the church as a whole has this really lined up order under God, there will be the anti-testimony in this earth, and the Lord can gain what he's after. So we just need to open to the Lord, enjoy the Lord, like you said, Joycelyn, really enjoy the Lord in this matter. It's not a matter to be debated, and it's not a matter of having to think about it in our fallen conceptual way. That's the problem, is our concepts. So we need to turn to the Lord and have our concepts totally come in line with him.
Yeah, when we prone to be independent, but Lord Jesus, we need to submit ourselves under the throne of God, where there is a flow of a river of life, that we can enjoy Him. With us, we are independent, but by enjoying of the Lord of this river of life, we depending on God. We trust our God and we can obey Him just by enjoying the abundance of His grace, which is God Himself. Oh, Lord Jesus, how much we need to enjoy the Lord. And the Lord is seeking this testimony on this earth. The one can trust Him and obey Him. This is, sisters, let's be the testimony of the Lord on this earth.
Yeah, obey is not easy, and submission is not easy too. But this morning, I know that the way made me to obey, that enjoy the head. So the more I enjoy the head, the more I can live under the headship. Amen.
Okay, sisters, we'll probably end here. Praise the Lord for woman in God's creation, man's fall, and God's promise. Hallelujah. So why don't we just pray two by two for about a minute.